They see so I called to fix his job. The Gemara is very smooth. It's not difficult. Like this, the Gemara is strange. After all, the Mishnah says Vela Trevis. So how can we say Vela Asuras Katana, Yeshman and Trevis, Yeshman Yevelis? So then it's inconsistent with the Pashtus Moshna Mishnah. But according to Tezvah Dafan, Tezvah Dafan, Tezvah Dafan, so Tezvah Shita is that even though Rabbi Shebov says that it's Nevela, so it doesn't mean that Sukkah Sagar Geres Mechayi makes it Nevela. No, Mechayi, he doesn't make it into Nevela. Mechayi, it's only trade. Suppose someone Mechayi, he severs the Gageres. The Gageres, he severs the Gageres. So he becomes trade. The baby is still living. But then, a sheichet, sheachtet, so there is no etashet. So then, in other words, if Pesukas HaGageres took place, Mechayim, so then Shchita is no matir. So Shchita cannot take effect. So when the behemoth dies, as a result of the Shchita, it will be considered as if the behemoth died not for Shchita. So when will it become Nevele? When the Mishnah says that it's Nevele, it means that this behemoth, if it's a Pesukas HaGageres, is bound to be Nevele. Because how can you avoid Nevele in a behemoth by Shechting it? Now, every behemoth is destined to die. But the way to preclude the Shem Nevele from being Chal is by Shechting it. By deadening it, by killing the behemoth for Shechting it. Mashenkin, but if a Pesukas HaGageres to place the Chaya behemoth, then you cannot preclude the Shem Nevele by Shechting it. Because Shechting it does not take effect. So when Rabbi Shalom says it's Nevele, it means it's destined to be Nevele. And Shchita cannot preclude the Shem Nevele. But Bechayim, it only becomes Nevele. So then we can understand what the Gemara says, Eva Asur is Katani, Yeshman Trevis, Yeshman Nevelis. In other words, this is a list of all the Trevis. So Pesukas HaGageres is also a Trevis. And Bechayim, it becomes a Trevis. But Yesh men Nevelis, there are some of those Trevis that after Shchita they will come Nevele. And the others, even after Shchita they will be Trevis. They will not be Nevele. That stays a Shchita. Now then there stays a Shchita in regard to Pesukas HaGageres. So in regard to Pesukas HaGageres, the Gemara says in so many words that it's Nevele. The Rav Yishayon. But then there is a Machlekes Rasheni. Whether what the Gemara says, Yeshmehem, Treifes, Yeshmehem, Neveles, whether it is to be limited to Pesukas HaGageres, but not to Nikuvas HaVeshet, or it should apply to Nikuvas HaVeshet as well. So Rav Netam Shite is, and that we learned that Rav Netam Shite, Shor Ben Yitzumon, Ben Hachlil Ben Yitzumon, Ben Daflamed, that long days was, and the Rosh, so mentions that in the name of Rav Netam, we discussed it in the Cheshvite, that Nikuvas HaVeshet is only Treifes. So in other words, when Rabbi Shebov says that it's Nevele, that has reference only to Pesukas HaGageres. But Nikuvas HaVeshet is not Nevele. That's Treifes Mamish. The Shibes HaRambam means that this Gemara of Yeshmen Treifes V'Yeshmen Neveles, Yeshmen Neveles V'Yeshmen Treifes has reference not only to Pesukas HaGageres, but it has reference to Nikuvas HaVeshet as well. Rambam says in Pirgimul Cheshchit Halochechot, Shnei Eres Yesh Le Leveshet, Hachitzin Odei, Vahapni Milovo, Nika Voechot Mehem Bilvat Ksheo, Nikvu Shneihem Bechol Kshu, Bilmoki Moro Lishchit Arez Nevei. Not Trey. Rav Netam Shite is that it's Trey. And even after Shchit it will not become Nevei. Because only in connection with Pesukas HaGageres, so after Shchit it will become Nevei. But in regard to Nikuvas HaVeshet, so it's only Treifa, it's Treifa like Nikuvas HaVeshet, same way. But Rambam Shita is that what the Gemara says in connection with Pesukas HaGageres is also true in connection with the Likumei Sabeishin. Now, I mentioned that there is a machlekes between the Bach and the Shach, and then the Likumei Sakesef was chazer from what he said in the Shach, and he agrees with the Bach. Now, that's in our Simen. So, I mean, it's in Simen Lam Gimel, not where the Bach is in our Simen, Lamed Aleph. So what's the machlekes? According to the Shach, according to the Shach's Pshat in Simen Lamed Gimel, the Shach's Pshat in the Rambam in Simen Lamed Gimel. So when the Rambam says Nikumei Sabeishin is Nevele, and when the Rambam said Pesukas Ha'Geres is Nevele, it means that it's Nevele Mechayim, not like Teis V'Shite. That Mechayim is straight. I mean, Teis V'Shite says that in regard to Nikumei to Pesukas Ha'Geres, in regard to Nikumei Sabeishin. So according to Rabbi Tam, and Teis V'Shite says, doesn't say the contrary. So it's always only treifa. Even after shrita, it remains only affected in the isaf treifa. But you see, the Rambam says in regard to pshat sagakeres nivele, and in regard to mikumei sabeishet nivele. So the shach in Simen Lamed Gimel says that according to the Rambam, mikumei sabeishet pshat sagakeres becomes affected with the isaf nivele mechay. The Sameach also assumes like that. And Reb Chaim also in the Sefer assumes like that. That is the Rambam Shite. That Mechaim is affected with the Yisei Amineh. And this is what the Shach says in Simen Lamed Gimel and Rambam. In other words, that the Rambam is chelik anteis v'shite, dachon adveis. Anteis v'shite, dachon adveis in connection to the Hageres. But according to the Rambam, Pesuk is the Hageres, and because Amish is the Sein Hach. In regard to both, he says. Now then, the Bach in Simen Lamed Aleph, he says that the Rambam doesn't mean when the Rambam says Shneim is Yishol Leishet Achitzin Odeh Vatnim Lovon Nikav Echman Vat Sheo Nikvu Shneim Bichot Shu Bimokim Oru Mishchite Arez U Nevele. He doesn't mean Nevele if it comes Nevele Mechai. And if somebody will eat it Bichai Habeimo before it is Nishchat, he will be Chai Malkes Mishu Nevele. No. What the Rambam means is that there is no Hetashem. This is how the Bach explains it. That there is no hetashrik. So Meila is destined to be Nevele. Now, there is a Gemore Miforeshes, and this Gemore is the base of the days. So the Gemore gives the Teresel Marobe, Eva Asum Eskatoni, Vieshman Nevele, Vieshman Trevis, Vilrech Shinam Le Cheskiye, the Oma Cheskiye also Gistere Nevele. Gistere means if the Behemi is decapitated. In other words, if the head is shot off, so it's Nevele. Vilrech Shinam Le Rablezer, the Oma. Rebbe Lezer, Nitlo Yerech Michol Shalom Nevele, and so Rashi points out Apropalet that we should not confuse, we should not equate Nitlo Yerech Michol Shalom with just cutting off the upper part of the leg, because there it's only treif, but here it means Nitlo Yerech Michol Shalom. In other words, if somebody chopped off the whole Yerech, and they left a big hole in the goof. So there, it's Nevele. It's Nevele. Yerech v'chol shalom Nevele. So why doesn't the Mishnah mention in the list of treifis? And you say that the pshat is Eilu asures, yesh men Nevele, yesh men treifis. So he mentions treifis also, Neveles also, in the list of Eilu treifis. Let him mention Gistere. So the Gemara says, "Ki koton nevele lemitame mechayim." Ah, nevele lemitame mechayim. Koton gist. In other words, when the Mishnah in the Treifes only mentions in the list those neveles that are not mitame mechayim, that are only mitame lachamis, hashein king gistere. If somebody chops off the head of a behemah, so then even if we still see that the behemah has some motion, that there is muscular motion in the behemah, so it's still mechay. In other words, we say it didn't die yet, it's not completely dead, so it's already mitam. So in other words, so of course that could very well be explained. That could very well be explained according to the shite of Tesis, because Tesis shite is in regard to Pesukas Ha'Geres. There it's certainly the Beis Gemara says that it's Nevele. So what does it mean it's Nevele? It means it becomes Nevele after Shrita. it becomes the very after Shriti. But until Shriti, until as long as it's alive, as long as it's alive, so it's not affected with Isa Neveila. It's only affected with Isa Treva. But Yeshme Neveila means it's destined to be Neveila. In other words, Shriti cannot preclude the inevitable Shem Neveila that will take place, that will take effect in this behavior. In this behavior. So Neveila, the Mishnah mentions only things that are not Neveila as yet. But the Mishnah mentions only Treva. But the Mishnah, there are some treifas that are destined, that are necessarily, inevitably, destined to become the Neveila after Shriti. And if you're not going to Shechte, it will certainly be there. But even if you are going to Shechte, so it will also become the Neveila. Masha'in King Yisrei, so it's the Neveila already, it's not treife. Then the Mishneh doesn't mention. But it's a Gemara Mefreshes, in regard to Tzukas HaKakeres, that even that it's not becoming to us the Neveila Mechai. So we have to say, even according to the Shach's Pshat in the Rambam, that when the Rambam says Pesukas HaKakeres is the Neveila, or when the Rambam says Nekubas HaBeishe is the Neveila, the Rambam means that it's affected with the Isa Neveila Mechayim, so it's only vis-a-vis the Isa Neveila of the Seichel Kol Neveila, but vis-a-vis Tumas Neveila, so Mechayim is not Mitam Tumas Neveila. Why not? Because Tumas Neveila depends upon Misemanish. Tumas Neveila depends upon Misemanish. Mashiachin, the Isa Neveila, depends upon the fact that there is no Etashriti. So Neveila, even according to the Shach's Pshat in the Rambam, that it's affected with the Isa Neveila Mechayim, but it doesn't mean that it's considered dead Mechayim. If it would be considered dead Mechayim, so it should be Mitam Tumas Neveila also. So it's not considered dead, it's considered alive. I mean, the best Raya is that the Gemara says in Mishorzi, that if somebody slaughtered a human being, he cut all simonim in a human being, the Veshet and the Konet, and then the dead husband, who was Mitzaveh, while he was still Mifaches, he said to someone, to a Sefer, go ahead, write the get. And he said to Adim, sign the get. And then the Sefer rushed, and in a few minutes he wrote the get, and the Adim signed it, and it was delivered. Within the few minutes that he was still Mifaches, so she doesn't require any Yibum Achlitz. Doesn't require. So even though the Veshet was Kobi Rubei, and the Kone was Kobi Rubei, in a human being, so he's considered Chayv Chodov. He can even divorce his wife. He can be Mitzaveh, the Sefer, to write the get, and he can Mitzaveh someone to hand over the get. So we certainly couldn't say that he's considered dead, and being the human being is not considered dead. Even though both Simoni Makot Berubei, Al Haskama Bechamo, that if there was any Kubes Abeishet in Mashi, so true according to the Rambam, it's the Neveila Mechayim according to the Shach's Pshat in the Rambam, but that it's not considered. But it's still affected with the Neveila Mechayim. Why? But it's alive. Why should it be affected with the Neveila Mechayim? The answer is, the Neveila Mechayim, I mentioned it many times, depends upon the lack of the Matir of Shrite. So since Shrite can never be a Matir, so Neveila, the Shach says, the Shittas Rambam is, it already becomes affected with the Isa Neveila Mechayim. But in order to be mitami, Tumas Neveila, then it must be dead mamish. And Pesukas HaKakeres is not dead, even if both simonim are cut. As long as the behemoth is alive, so Neveila, it's considered alive. It's considered alive. You see that the Gemara says, there is a machlekes in the Gemara. So, one mandoma says in the Gemara, we learned that Gemara, one mandoma says that vis-a-vis b'neach, if he sheichet, sheichet the behemoth, and he caught both simonim. But let's say the behemoth was mifacheses for 5 minutes. And then, so one mandoma says that the b'neach is not allowed to eat of the behemoth, to cut off an eiver, and eat of that behemoth after shrite, as long as the behemoth is mifacheses. As long as the behemoth is mifacheses. Why? Because vis-a-vis Israel, there is a halacha of shrite. Masha'inke vis-a-vis b'neach, there is no halacha of shrite, so it's affected with the Yisrael of Eva Menachai. The other mandoma, and most Rishayim pass like the other mandoma, they say that b'neach is allowed. So it's because of a special halacha of mi kemide, the Yisrael mishtereu b'neach hozer. But otherwise, Ebnei Achut Piyose Al Mitzad, the Yisra of Evam Nachai. But both Simonim walk out. So we see that the Behemah is not considered dead, even if both Simonim walk out. Allah has come to Bechamo, if one Simon is only cut, the Gageres, so it's not considered dead. But, so that's the business why it's not Mitam in Nachai. But, according to Shach Pshat and Rambam, there is a Nisa, according to Shach Pshat and Rambam, so it's affected with the Yisra and Bilmecha. But it's not mitame tumes nevela. It's not mitame tumes nevela. Mashenikin, in order to be mitame tumes nevela, they will require misemamesh. So mevela, until it is dead, it's not mitame nevela. But it's destined to become nevela. Because any other behavior is not destined to become nevela. Because there is one way of preventing the shem nevela to become. By shechting it. But here, shechita cannot take effect. Now, so far we have, now this is how, so the Shach explains it. Now turn to the Shach, the Simon Amidim, when he discusses this. Simon Amidim, Siv Dalet. Now the Mechaber in Siv Gimel says, Veishet the Torah is a Veishet Shemika Pechol in the whole Jewish day. So he doesn't pass like Amitam, the Mechaber. He passes like the Rambam. That Mikubes Aveshet is also the Nehra. Not only Psukas Agadiyaras Mekubay, but even Mikubes Aveshet in Mashu. So the Shach, you see, the Alet says as well. Veshet Zeru Shein Aram, Peridimu Mechashrim, Din Yotes, Yim Nishbaro Mafrekes, Virei Poso Rimo, Oy Shenikras Migabo Kidog, Oy Shenifzak Riva Kone, Oy Shenikab Aveshet, Vichotshu, Vimokim Oru, Vishrite, Harizen Veyo Mechayim. Ad Kamushet. ומשמע בהדיה מדברו, ונקיב הסבישת הבנבי למחי, אף אם כלב שנשחת, וכי משמע דה סמכה הבא. אורך אם צור חיון, ופרק אשר לפור חאות ממשן הרוב, למס תסבו את רבס ועשו את כתוב, ויש מנבי לס ויש מטרבס, צו לימור איזה קשה מלא שנה מחסקי, ועושה כיסטרד, דיקפיטטיישן, נבי לה משנה, כי כתוני נבי לה מתם לחיים, נבחה מחיים וכתוני, אל מנקו סבי שפסקה הגרס, הוא יהב נבי למחיים, אלא דמשוך תאף לגב לשוך, שוך על מכים שחיתן נפסו ובשחית הקרן לבו, ואף לגב למה שרוסם משני לדרו ולקיים למסקונה, מקום מוקי מה שמרוסם, דהי דין לדעה בסום אלה שעז, מנקו סבי שפסקה הגרס, ואב נחיל, ואב נבי למחיים קושתו, וכי מה שם פרשרה של שם, וכי מה שם ביסמאג, שכוס על מקום סבי שטריפה, ועקור חכמה עם החיים, והבה מטריפה מחוד, אף אגב דה עשרה שבי פרס הבאי סאורוך, דה חוזייר, דפסוק זה היה גרס בירובה להבה אף מטריף ומחאי, ורובה דבור אוף צורך ליר. Alright, so yes, the Kashi got it. Yes, the Kashi got it. So in other words, so he mentions that according to Tetzves, that from the ways, so Pesuk is a Gageres, alright, Tetzves discusses Pesuk is a Gageres, but, and Rav Natan holds that Kuris Aveshet is completely distinguishable from Pesuk Zagagares. But then the Rambam Shita is that there is an equation between Pesuk Zagagares and Mikubes Aveshet. So the Rambam Shita, he assumes is, the Rambam Shita is that it is, that it's Nevel Mechai. It's a fact that if somebody will eat dead of dead behemoth, of dead, the bosso of dead behemoth, Mechai Aveima before Shchite, will be Chai Malkes for the Israel. This is how the Shach assumes. Now, in the S, the Kashe from the Gemara, it's mashma counter to the Rambam. But the Shach here says that the Rambam Shita is that it's affecting the Yisra Nevela Mechai. Now, the Nikud is a Kesed. V'yikshei si al Rambam, v'nirei, v'gam Rambam sviro rikei, k'mo yishikos al Habach, v'nayin, v'yivei si v'yisiv si kei, si nolam dal, si v'kot ngil, v'likol ma'ariz Nevela Mechai, אלו נכתי בחכך, ונשיב למייל הזה, וריצורי מהדאב על פי ששוח תחכי, חד ונבל, ולא ישתם לחי, וכן כוסף, בדריש שסימו זה, סיד דל ומדס הרמב״ם, ומצוא סיראי לזה, מה שכוסף הרמב״ם, וישכי אלבי מחשור ובסטומס, וכן תהיר או שניצו לו בשביטוסו, ודאי מתנחסס, וישישוח עד בויחוד ורבחוד, אין לו תומי כלל, עד שתומוס. So even if you שח, בואו את סימן, it's not with time to miss the name. על החזקנו לחמו, if just because of each and just because of Gageres. So certainly, it's not Tantum Zeveile. So that means it's considered alive. It's considered alive. Why should we be able to love of the Veilo? And the answer is, the Rambam doesn't mean he's Eva Mechai. He means it's destined to become Veilo. And when will it become Veilo? Become Veilo after Shri. Because Shri does not take effect. The Shechina does not take effect. Now, let's see what the Torah, the Bach says. Here on the Torah, Simon David. Gabieres, the first paragraph of the Bach, on Simon David. Gabieres, and Yusak, the follow the Mokim, all the Shechina. So he explains the Shittas Rambam. That the Rambam, when Rambam says Neveira, he means Ve'achashrita is Neveira. But not Mechayim is Neveira. So Neveira, there is no stira between what the Torah says and what the Rambam says. The Torah has reference Mechayim, so it's Reife. So why does he have to tell us Reife after all? It will be also to eat it anyway. Because La'acha Shrite, it will become effective in Yisrael Meile. The answer is, Nafkimini is Ligabi Cholov, or the Cholov of that Behemoth. Until we share Behemoth. So if there hadn't been a Halacha, that it's treifa also, so then the cholov would be muta. So the Torah tells us, no, it's treifa right away. The moment it becomes chikzikageres, it becomes treifa. So milk, you cannot use the milk. And then after shrite, so the shrite does not take effect, it will be affected in this anabela. So now, let's see what the Teres Abai says in regard to chikzikageres. So right now we see two shittas. One shitta is the shitta of Teisves. The shitta of Teisves is that Psukas Agageres becomes straight from the Chayim immediately. Memele the Cholov becomes Osir. The Beitzah becomes Osir. And then Shchita does not take effect. So after Shchita it becomes affected with some Memele and it's even Mitamit of the Memele. So it has both issues. After Shchita, it has both issues. Treifa and Neveira. Now, Teisve says that from the is that at Shchita, so the Issa and Neveira is Chal and Issa Treifa. Now, the question arises, how could the Issa and Neveira be Chal and Issa Treifa? It should say, in Issa Chal and Issa. So the answer is, because there is a Loche of Issa Meisiv. And Issa Meisiv manifests itself in several ways. One type of Issa Meisiv is, if the second Issa is Meisiv vis-a-vis other people. So we say that Nosa Chai Vahakach Nosa Mes, so the Yisr of Ishesach is Chal on the Yisr of Achisisha. Why? Because in view of the fact that it's Chal Ligabi the other brothers, so it's Chal Ligabi him too. So that's one type of Yisr Meisiv. And then there is another type of Yisr Meisiv, just as the Yisr Hekdesh is Chal on the Yisr Chilev. Well, you should say, in Yisr Chal on the Yisr Chilev was Osir before too. The answer is because before it was Magdish the Behemoth, so the Chilev was also on this, so it was also a Chilev on the score of Issa Chilev, but it was not also a Noe. The moment is Magdish the Behemoth, the Chilev included, so it becomes also a Noe as well. So it's Migdi, Teisif, Issa Anoe, so the Meile, Gabi Achilev, it's also Chilev. So that's another type of Islamism. So here too, since until the Shchite, so it was affected with the Yisr of Treif, so it was not mitamit to Mr. Neveira. Now when he shechts it becomes affected with the Shem Neveira. So Neveira it will be mitamit to Mr. Neveira also. So it will be meisiv to Mr. Neveira. So Neveira is considered in this amazing. Neveira, the Yisr Neveira is how and this Treif. Anyway, case of Shchite is, whatever the one this is, Teisa Shita is that if the Behemoth became Mishkas Kateras Mechai, and then he was Sheikhet, so the Shita does not take effect, so if he eats that Behemoth After Shchites, it will be chayiv two malkias. One malkias on the score of Taife, one malkias on the score of the Vein. So that's one shchita. The Pesukas HaKakeres mechayiv becomes straight. And then shchita does not take effect, so it becomes affected with the Yisrael Veil. And then there is another shchita that's the Rambam shchita according to the Shach in Siman Lamed Gimel, that it becomes affected with the Yisrael of the Veil and Mechayiv. It becomes affected with the Yisrael Veil Mechayiv. That's the second shchita. Now let's see a third shchita. Yitzras HaBayis. At the end of Bai Sheni, Shah Aleph, at the end of Bai's Sheni, Shah Hishen, so he mentions Hodo Mashmuel, Simonim Shenidaldul of Yeruban Trevo, and according, now so the Rach says, Simonim Shenidaldul of Yeruban Trevo is one thing, and Viko is another thing. Simonim Shenidaldul of Yeruban means that if the Kone became detached from the nation, so then it's Trevo. But if the Simonim became detached from the source, so then it's not Trevo, but there is no Hetashrit, that's Iko. So he says, That's the Rashi. But the Rashi says that Simonim Shenidaldul of Yeruban Trevo has reference to the Aloha of Iko. So why does it say the Rashi is Chilek on the Rashi? So why does the Gemara say Simonim Shenidaldul of Yeruban Trevo laf Trevo Hodo Mashmuel? That's at the end of Bayi Shein Misharish. Hodo Mashmuel. Simonim Shenidaldul of Yeruban Trevo laf Trevo Mamish Koma. El Asura Koma. Vichol Shei Asura Trevo Koma. כי לקטון אילו טריפת בבינו, ניקו מסבי של פסוק זרע גרס, ולאף טריפס מה משתם, לכל שנפסו לו בשחיתו סו, מבילה, כי דומה רבי שיבו, בפרק השיח, והיד לרב עקיבא, והקשינה לו בגמור, מי היד לרב עקיבא, בו ענן נם, אילו טריפת בבינו, ניקו תביא פסוק זרע גרס, ותרסרו ואילו אסור עשו אותם, יש שם בילס, יש שם טריפס, פירש טריפס, ששנינו לאף טריפס מה משתם, ונפקים מנסי, אקורדים את הטייסבס, So the Pshat in the Gemara is that Eilu Treifes means Treifes Mamish. But all of them, while all of these mentioned in the Mishnah, so are treifes mamish, but yesh men veiles, but yesh men that have tashchite, they will be affected with this veile over and above this treife. But each and every one of them is affected with this treife. That's according to the pshat cases. But the Rashba says no. The pshat in the Gemara is eilu treifes means eilu asuris, because treifes can be used in the sense of asur. And some of them are asuras because of the Issa of Trevo, because of Asura Trevo Zechelu, and some of them are asuras because of the Issa of Zechel Kolebet. Oh, he says, V'yesh v'teyot, Perush, Trevo sheshanim lav Trevo zman mishkoma. So, Pesukas HaGageres is not Trevo. V'nafke mine, shimshoch to nevei lahave, v'lo iki Trevo shchuto, v'in shchuto b'simon makuri. ומן דאמר, אין שחיתו לאיפה מהטרו, אם שוחד בשמונה מהקורין, מדרייסה, מישרה שורה, אלא גוסם דרבונו, זהירה משמדי. So the Rashba says, that פסוק הסגר גרס, is mentioned in the list of טריפס, it's mentioned in the list of טריפס, because טריפס means אסורס. But יש מהן טריפס, like נקולס הרייה, צוואן, נקולס הדקים, צוואן, and the יש מהן Neveles. So what is Yeshman Neveles? Pesukas HaGageres. Now that is Neveles. But it doesn't mean it's Neveles Mechayi. It doesn't mean it's Neveles Mechayi. But it means that Shechita cannot take effect. So it's destined to become Neveles. But until the Shechita, it's Muteres. So it's Chelikam Teisves. Teisves says that it's Treifa Mechayi. But then the Shechita becomes effective with Neveles as well. Masha'inkin, the Rashbo, in Teres HaBayis, he says that it's not Reif and Mechai, but it becomes the Vela Lachashkite. And between the moment when the Pesuk Zara Geres occurred and the Shchite, so it's Muteres. In other words, you're allowed to use the Cholof too. You're allowed to bring the Cholof. So that's the third Shchite in regard to Pesuk Zara Geres. Now let's go over the Mechaber. in Simen, in Simen Lamedalit. Gagere shenif sakrif chalolo, bimokim oroo lishrite, oi limaylo mize, harei zu asuro, vim nikvo nekev sheyesh bechisore. Von Nekev sheyesh bechisor in kiser asuro, vim nikvo mimenu ritzuro liorko, ikat meagres lihavi kiser asuro, kiyesh mishemei, שאין אונו בקיעין בשיו כי ישר שער נסי בראי ראי חב חלל הכון הקצי וראי very strange מחבר very strange מחבר and while there are more it seems to be very simple so the cars and the shark they both are massing on the now but let's first understand the first step of seed based in the אם ניקלו נקב שיש בו חיסון עם קיסר, אסור. ואם ניקלו ממנו ריצו או ליאורקו, אי כעד מאקלס לי, חווה קיסר, אסור. נדור, so that's a gemara. That if there is a נקב שיש בחיסון, and even though it doesn't constitute a severance of the rov of the חלל הגקרס, it's also free. It's also a place. In other words, let's say, if there will be such a chisor in the Gagaras, it doesn't sever the rope of the Chalal HaGagaras, it doesn't sever, but it has a chisor in the Venice, whatever the size is. So mele, it is straight. Now the Mechava says, v'yesh v'sheimim, she'inonu p'kim b'shio kisa. We don't know the size of this. We don't know. Hilkach nishar and they say, Birei v'reichav chalalakon. So the Pashtus Haloshon of this Mechaber implies that the Mechaber assumes that the size of an Iser is more than reichav chalalakon. The size, now let's say, this is the Chalalakon. Let's say this is the Chalalakon. So, if this is the Chalalakon, and if let's say, an Iser is the same size, I'm just mentioning it in order to explain. You see, I'm not assuming it. Let's assume that the size of an Iser is like the size of a penny. He says it's not bad. A penny is also not bad. Could possibly be. I mean, that the size of an Iser, it happens to be the equivalent of the size of a penny. Now, and let's say that this is really indicative of the hekev of the Chalalakon. Now, so then, you see, I put freely in this Chalalakon, then it certainly follows that Reif Chalalakone is more than the size of this. Because this mamish falls in. I mean, several pennies you could push through. I mean, you could put several pennies, let's say, one next to the other, and push them through the Chalalakone. So if this is the Chalalakone, and this is the size of Nisea, then it is obviously true that the Reif Chalal HaKone is much more than the size of Nisa. But we don't know what the size of a Nisa is. So Memele, we could say one way, we could say the other way. The Mechaber, Pashtes, Haloshin of Mechaber, it's mashma. That the Mechaber assumed that Iser is a larger shield, is a larger size. That Iser is a larger size than Reif Chalakon. So Meila he says, Yesh Mishen Reir, Shein on Pekim Bishio Ki Iser. So Meila, since we don't know what the Shio of Iser is, whether it's a tenth of a Tefach, or a 20th of a Tefach, who knows? We don't know what the size of Iser is. So Meila, we have to go to Chumre. So what's the Chumre? Mishar Reir, Seib Reir, Reicha Chalaka. So in other words, if the Nikovi, if the Chisoi is more than the major portion of the circumference of this Chalaka, of this Chalaka. So Mimele, we are matriced. Lechum. So in other words, what does he assume? He assumes, the Mechaber assumes that Iser is a larger shear than Reb Chalakon. Because if the Mechaber had assumed that Iser is a smaller shear than Reb Chalakon, so how could he say, since we don't know what the size of Iser is, so mainly we have to go Lechumre. And we have to matriced anything that is in the realm of doubt. So because of that, we have to be matriced a larger shiur than Isa. And that wouldn't make sense. So since the Mechaber says, V'yesh b'sheimer, sheimer mukim b'shiur ki Isa, hilkach mishar v'neise, v'rei v'reicha, chalal ha'kone, that the sheet of the Mechaber is, he assumes, it's a question of its yes, that an Isa is a much larger shiur than Reb Chalakone, even in the behemoth. So, now, once we assume this premise that an Iser is a much larger shear than Reb Chalakone, so then he says, since we don't know what the size of an Iser is, so mainly we have to go to Chumre. So mainly if we see that the major portion of the Reb Chalakone is perforated, so mainly we are matriced. Even though it might not be trained, because it doesn't have the perforated portion does not measure up to anything. That's the shittel of the Mechaber. But if we were to assume that Reb Chalal HaKone is much more than an Iser, if we say that the Chalal HaKone is like this, I don't know what I mean, but my guess is, I mean, that Chalal HaKone is something as large like this. I mean, something without this. So then, this is much more than an Iser. So then, the Mechaber wouldn't make sense. He wouldn't make sense. V'yesh b'sheim v'ashim v'apkim v'shir k'Iser. Ilkach mishar v'nisibarif Chalal HaKone. So the Ramo, apparently, the Ramo was convinced that Iser, that Reb Chalal HaKone is much larger than the size of an Iser. So he says, Ufimash is boya bisomach, vishio Iser, who poches mirei, that Reb is a larger shio than Iser. That means Iser is much less than Reb Chalal HaKone. In kei, mishen iboki yokil hokil. So what kind of an aid is it? For someone who doesn't know, al kei nire, de rotsa leima, Reb Reichav Chalal HaKone shaleiv, du poches mirei. In other words, so in other words, the Ramo was very disturbed by this statement, by this remark of the Mechaber, because from the Mechaber it appears, the Mechaber implies that between the two shiurim Iser and Reb Chalal HaKone, so Reb Chalal HaKone is the smaller shiur. But is that the way around? So Memele, he says that the Mechaber must have referenced enough to a bird, to a fowl. Now, in the Kone, the Chalal HaKone, in a fowl, is relatively very small. Now, suppose this is the Chalal HaKone of enough, of a bird. Now, And if this is the size of an Iser, so then the Reb Chalal HaKone of an Ov is much smaller than the size of an Iser. So the Rambam says, the Mechaber has reference when he says, V'yesh v'sheim v'ashim v'apkim v'shir k'Iser, hilkach mishar v'nisi, b'reiv v'reichav Chalal HaKone. So the Mechaber has reference, he limits himself to an Ov, not to Behemoth, because as far as the Behemoth is concerned, so the Chalal HaKone of the Behemoth is as large as this. So how could it occur to his mind that the Reb Chalal HaKone is less than the size of it? Sabi. So the Ramo seems very simple. The Ramo appears to be very simple. still not. How does the Rambam know? How does the Rambam know? I mean, the Rambam could know. I mean, this is something that could empirically be observed. Unless we are going to say that it's Nishtana HaTeva, and there is a big change in the size of the Halal HaKona in the Behemoth today, relative to the size of the Rambam. I mean, but that's highly unreasonable. So the Rambam could have mentioned that on the basis of his observation. But the Rambam apparently was indisposed to mention rayas that are based upon his observation, so he preferred to mention a raya from the Mechaber himself. From the Mechaber himself. Because, why not, after all, I mean, an empirical data is very reliable. But, so then we could say, all right, maybe the Mechaber, I mean, for a moment, overlooked the facts, I mean, as far as the size of the Halakon is concerned. So Mimele the Ramo mentioned the raya from the Mechaber himself. So if he were to mention, I mean, obviously the Ramo was convinced that Reb Halal HaKoneh is a much larger shiur than is. So why didn't he say, Avlachush Emelon? I mean, in other words, empiricism tells us that the shiur itself, who poches mirei, in kei, Mishne Boki, Al Kinir, the Rotolema Rivchot. Why doesn't he say, Ufimashim, Avlachush Emelon? I mean, the Poski many times say, Avlachush Makrishes. Many times. Why doesn't the Ramo say that? The answer is, if the Ramo had said, Avlachush Emelon, the Shio Iser, who poches Mirei, so then you could say, all right, Achush Emelon, but maybe for the moment the Mechaber just was Messiah Das. So he couldn't determine the right pshat in the Mechaber. So because of that, he prefers to mention a raya from the Mechaber himself. He prefers to mention a raya from the Mechaber himself. So from the Siv Gimel Mechaber. So he says, Ufimashim is boya bisom. The shiur is a upoch is mirei. Where is it? Is boya bisomuch. So he means the aloch in Siv Gimel. Now let's go over Siv Gimel. Nikav sovi vekeifo, nikovim dake, zeitzel ze, that's the gemorah daf lamem mehe. Kinikvi anapo, that's called nikovim sheinu mechison, not that ideally it has no chison. Ideally, there is no nekev in the world that has no chison. Even a super microscopic nekev has a chison on an ideal level. But, as far as our senses are concerned, there is such a thing as nekev sheinu mechison. In other words, if we can't measure it, so then it's called, if it is so small, so that we can't even measure it, and we can't even take a guess what kind of a fraction of an inch it is, so then it's called a nekev shein mechison. In other words, if somebody were to ask me, I mean, what is this, what kind of a nekev is the nekev in a sea? So I would say it's a nekev shein mechison. Not that ideally it has no chisong. Of course ideally it has a chisong. V'raye, when you pour water over a seed, so you'll see that all the water will go through. So it has a chisong. It's based on belief, and I mean, and no one will consider it as vacant. Why? Because visibly there is no vacant space. So, in other words, any chesom, any neket that is, could not be measured, if it is so small that it could not even be measured, it couldn't be observed what kind of a chesom it is, so that's called neket shein chesom. So, niket, so be the kefon, in coming back and say to say, כניקרי הנאפ, אם אין בין חיסון מסתף עם רוב, כלום, ואם יש בין חיסון אין מסתף עם חיסה, שאם יש כאיסה בניקובים, משולים שביניהם אסור, והוא שהנקובים סמוכים כל כך, שהם בנקף ונקף, כמלי נקף, אבו אם יש ביניהם יאיסה בשיר זה, אין מה שביניהם מסתף. So that words, so let's all mention the Gemara. So what does Mechaba say in Sifimu? That if the Gageres has a number, a series of Nikobim, small, tiny, almost microscopic Nikobim sharing by Mechisore, so but they are still Nikobim, so then, so if the older Nikobim together with the solid space between one Nikob and another, would constitute the whole of the circumference of the Gargeres, so then it's fine. But if the Nikobim have a chisom, so then if the old Nikobim that have a chisom, together with the solid space between one Nikob and the other, so constitute a Nisea, so then it is straight. But if they don't constitute a Nisir, then I can. Now, what kind of imagery is more of a serious imagery? A Nekev that has no chisom, or a Nekev that has chisom? Obviously, I mean, it's common sense that as between two matches, one market consists of microscopic income that have no chisom, and the other market consists of income that substantially copying that can be measured, invisible, I mean, and the copying that could be observed and could be measured. So, which market is mocha? Which market would you say is mocha? A neke
a neged that has a chisorin or a neged that has no chisorin? What kind of a chisorin, what kind of neged is more likely to be matching the name? A neged that has a chisorin or a neged that has no chisorin? Of course everybody would say, that a neged that has a chisorin is more likely to be matching the name than a neged that has no chisorin. Let's say one neged is like this, and the other neged cannot even be measured. So, if which neged is more likely to be matched with the baby? The neked that has a chisorin is more likely. So that's more. Now, since the Mechaber himself says, that's a gemara. Since the Mechaber himself says that vis-a-vis a neked that mikobim that have a chisorin, so we need a niser to be matched. Vis-a-vis mikobim that have no chisorin, which are relatively lenient. Mikovim that have no chisorin, microscopic mikovim, should be considered legally relatively lenient. Relative to a neked that has no chisorin, should be considered kal. But a neked that has no chisorin should be considered chomer. So we see that vis-a-vis mikovim that are not so chomer, we require rov. Vis-a-vis mikovim that are more chomer, we require Iser. So what does that prove? Which shio is a smaller shio? Iser is a smaller shio. Ten rov akon. Because otherwise, if you are going to say that as the mechaber assumed, as the mechaber on the surface appears to be assuming that Iser is a much larger shield than Rav Chalal HaKonin. So in Mele, we should say the other way around, that vis-a-vis a more major market, so a smaller shield should be required to be matched in Mele. Vis-a-vis a minor market, so a larger shield should be required. So then you should say it the other way around. Nikav sovi v'keipo nikovim dakim zeh itzel zeh. Kinibri anako. Imei brem chisoi. Mitztafim Iser. Because Iser is a larger shio. So since the nikovim are minor markets. They have no chisoi. So are relatively minor markets. So memele they require a larger shio of nikovim. Masha'inkin vis-a-vis the kovim that have a chisorin. Now, if we assume that rov is a smaller shio, so you should say v'yei v'chisorin mitztafim l'chorov. Why do you say v'yei v'chisorin mitztafim l'chisorin? So it's a raya brura that according to the mechaber himself that iser is a smaller shio than rov. So the mele and rov is a larger shio. So vis-a-vis the Mikovim Shein Mechisori, which represent a minor market, relatively speaking, a minor market, so we require a larger shield, Rov Chalal HaKonin. But vis-a-vis the major market, the Mikovim Shein Mechisori, so even a smaller shield of Mikovim, Iser, is also not true. So it's the other way around. This is the reason as to why the Ramoh, obviously the Ramoh was convinced that as far as Mitzias is concerned, so the Mitzias is that way about. So why did he say Achush Maralonu, the Shio Nisa Mupachs Merov? Because if he said Achush Maralonu, so one could say the Mechava just for a moment was Mitzias Das of the text. For a moment he was Mitzias Das of the text. And maybe then we would make probably a collection in the Mechavas Roshi. But so he proves it from the next din that the Mechaber himself wrote. So you couldn't say that the Mechaber forgot when in the next sif he immediately he says just that. So in order to explain the Mechaber, he limits the Mechaber's din to no. So then, you can understand, because in the north, the halakhah is relatively very small. So, but they are, these are here north. So Emissar is larger than the halakhah. So maybe since we don't know how much Emissar is, so the Mele, he says that we should be back. Alright. Now, so this is very good. I mean, so the Rambam is very good, very simple. The only thing is, I mean, so the Mechaber is difficult. Now, so the Shach and the Taz, it's one of the strange Shachs and Taz. So they, apparently, as far as the Mitzias is concerned, they were very self-contented with the premise that the Shio Yisrael is larger than the Riv Chalaka, in the behavior. But the Rambam mentions a good raya. He mentions a good raya. So he says, so the Taz and the Shach, they all try to explain, to answer, to refute the Rambam's raya from sin. Now let's see the Taz. Ufimashin is boyer, hayne bisim gimu. Ubein chisorein, di kiel, hu biro. Ubeish chisorein, di homo, hu biisa. So that's right, that chio isa umbach smiro. So, vei litaritz kushis ramo. So in other words, the Taz, because the Taz is determined to be chilek on the Rambam. In other words, he says that the Mechaber does not have reference, he's not to be limited only to an oak, but the Mechaber has reference even to a behemoth. So in other words, so what does the Taz assume? That the Metzias is, I mean, it's very strange, I mean, that there should be a disagreement on such a meaning of Metzias, which can very easily be verified. So the Taz and the Shach, They both assume that Shio Yisrael is larger than Rov Chalal Hakone Nivei. It's larger. In other words, you have to say the Chalal Hakone Nivei is something like this. It's something like this. Now, so, and Shio Yisrael is more. So the Medem Chava says, since we don't know the Shio Yisrael, so we have to consider the maximum. I mean, so in other words, here, the minimum would be the maximum. In other words, so what is the minimum Shio? Riv Chalakone, that's smaller than Shio Yisrael, whatever the Shio Yisrael is. But Riv Chalakone is even smaller. This is what the Mechaber says. Oh, so then the Rambam asks, so why does the Mechaber say? He says, I mean, the Gemara, it's not the Mechaber. That if it's a nekev sheyeh v'chisorein, so then we require rov. And nekev sheyeh v'chisorein, we require yisrael, it should be the other way around. So he says, vei litaritz kushes ramon, neged riv ha'ekev, havi yisrael zutamev, avo neged riv halal hakonev, neged riv ha'ekev, havi yisrael zutamev, avo neged riv halal hakonev, yisrael zutamev. Poshut, I mean, this is very strange that he should even mention it, even though he says that it cannot be said it's not true. Poshut, the zeine, the shiur godol yesh b'michse kol shetach riva hacholol, riva hacholol mimalei se mimash yesh b'chut hamakiv somif ahekev shlakon. In other words, what he wanted to say for a moment is that perhaps the area of a circle is less than the diameter of the circle. I mean, that's an impossibility. I mean, what is the, I'm sorry, not the area of the circle. I mean, that the circumference of the circle is less than the diameter of the circle. Now, what's the formula for the circumference of a circle? 2 pi r. So in other words, it means diameter pi. So pi is 3 times, or 3 and 1/7, whatever. So it's pi d. So the circumference of a circle is pi d. Pi d, and so that means that the circumference is 3 times at least
three times as large as the diameter. So I mean, so we couldn't say, that's a mathematical impossibility. I mean that the circumference of a circle should be less than the diameter of the circle. That couldn't be. So he says, Veili Tagis Kushes Ramo, Dineget Riva Heke. Now here in Sif Gimel, we are discussing the Riva Heke. So from Sif Gimel it appears, the Ramo deduces from Sif Gimel that the Shiur Isaiah is smaller, is much smaller than the Riva Heke. So you could say veilitaritz, we couldn't say veilitaritz kushes ramo. You neged riva hekef avi isa zudamene. Avo neged riv halal akone isa godl memenu. Poshu, dizeine, dishio godl yeish mimichse kol shet achiv vacholo. Memale isay, mima she yeish bichut amaki so viv hekef shlakon. So that's impossible. Val koch tiretz ramo, so in other words, so that was the chochet. That was the choche of the ramo. The kasha of Ramo, so al kochach tiritz Ramo, the mayri kan b'chal kanoi. So in order to explain the mechaba shouldn't be in conflict with that, he himself assumes in Siv Gimel, so he limits the mechaba to the halal kanoi. Chal kanoi. Al kochach tiritz Ramo, the mayri kan b'chal kanoi. V'divra arashbo in the mashkake. Do we hiska kwale? V'gam kein ein leima. V'ikar achumre b'somuch. V'nitzari fasholi min ankovi. The remarkable, the strange thing about this Tazi is that the Taz comes to the conclusion that the Mechaber really had reference to Ich Kone Oribei. But then you ask, and he was satisfied with this Mitzias, in other words, and the Taz assumed, the Taz and the Shach, that the Mitzias is that the Reiv Chalal Kone Oribei is a lesser shiur, is a smaller shiur than is. But you ask, if Reiv is a smaller shiur, how is it that vis-a-vis the relatively minor market, so a smaller shiur is market, and vis-a-vis the major market, nekev sheyesh b'chisoyin, we require a larger shiur not to become. That's strange, so it's inverse logic. So this is what he's trying to explain. So he says, v'anir le'en zdaite le'ke kushe glam, ika, divadei onorein, disedek, the Besedek is Chiluk Benerach Lerech. The Beerach Ein Sedek Mazik. Afu Godel Meit. Uverechav Mazik Bereiv Hekef Hakone. Shezeu Psukas Agagyanes. She Yaloch Lemeshi Mesinai Berom. Elodim Yesh Chisorim Benekef. Uveise Chisorim Yesh Bechilek Benarecha. Umenoerach Litzad Erech Shebei Ne Mazik. Matima De Mazik Al Koponim Mitzad Chisorim Shebei. Hine Beise Chisorim Iker Ahezek Machmas Chilek Orecha Shebei. V'atoreitzel imeitre, v'lasis mimenu p'misedek, v'limdit bei, v'reiv hekev hakone. Amreivla, ima lecho, tim tachris ilayir hakone v'reiv sokvum. Al kor chnos v'chachomim shio kiisa, shim kol halal achisoin kiisa, shu yeise amreiv hekev, im tim tachrisi, v'tase mimenu sedek l'ror bei, v'kol mokin v'inan davke kishio ze, kiv m'shebemes im kol hanekev v'reichav, rak shim chilek o'erech, nazikach, achashatim tachrisi. Al koroch onu matrivin kishio ze, afal pishari vekev kayem, umiute yesh binekev vichisori, kishio niser imeirech, val koroch gam biseife niche, mitam ze, disho maire, seife imin siv gimu, disho maire, shani kopim bihekev hakone, al koroch ochimim bem chisori, onu misharim lihu bibekeife, kisho psukes agar geres, שנזדק צדק יחוד ברובי כרובי, הוכנם מבהם הסדונים הסדוקים קטנים, ואף אגב דהם הסדוקים קטנים מערוכים מאית, מכל מוקים לערך אגב ג'רס, איננו מצטרפים, רק רי רב שלהם, כי הוא ערך אין מה זה כלל, איננו חשבים רק רי רבי, בערך כלשהו, ואם הויו רי בהקף שולה עם כושר, אבל אם יש בחיסורים מכל קטנים, אלו, אז החיסורים גרם לוח, שתישאר גם כל הערך, כי משבכל הערך יש בי, חלק יש בחלק אוריך ומזיק בוי בוזה דיני כמו שנחסה נקף אחד גודל כשיעור קלנקובי אלו עם השורים שביניהם ושיעור הקריסה וחילוי וממש והחומר בזה דאב על פי שריב הקף הקונה לא נראו ככלל טריפו כיוון שיש חולו קריסה נמצא הך קריסה אין בחומר תווי משיעורי בהקף ותאווה יחודה אלו ששיעורי בו ואין אין חיסורי ואין התוכי שיפרק ריחב הצדוקי לא יוער לך כלל ואם יש חיסורים התוכי של גם הערך כאילו שיש לו חיסורים ומכל מקום לא נאמר דהה וכאילו כולי כשיעור הריחב אלא כאילו חכומים ובכל אוקי איסה יש בלעקוסה מצד ריחב שלו כשיעורי בהקר אבל בפוחס מאיסה הכושר אף על פי שיש שיעורי עם תמתח איסה ופי זה יופי אומרו מי שמבוקי בשיעור כי איסה יחמר לשייר ברי בהקר והחומרה בזה ויש נקב בחיסורים, או נוחש ועם כל החיסורים כאילו לראה הרבה. נמצא טריפו אפילו עם החיסורים בכלל כפוחס מיס. כגר על הנסדייפו, בואו, אך אשר רדתי להם כשל דובו בזיית לשמיים, ויצאת הדובו לפני גדלים ויהוד הבנים. Now it sounds very strange. I mean his explanation. But what he's saying is this. We see from the Gemara that if you have a cut in the Gaderes, Birorbei, Rorbei means this way. Now, if this is the Gaderes, so a cut Birorbei would be this way. That's Birorbei. And the Erech would mean if the cut would be this way. Now, if the cut is this way, so even if it's coextensive with the whole cylindrical tube of the Gaderes, as long as there is a mashu of solid tissue left here, and the mashu of solid tissue left here, even though there is a slit that runs from one end to the other, so we see that what is more damaging to the life of the behemoth, a cut bereichav or a cut bereich? Obviously, a cut bereichav is more damaging to the life potential of the behemoth than a cut bereich. Now, when we discuss, so he says, when the Mechaber said, why? Because we don't know the exact size of an Yisrael. So mainly we have to be cheshish for something that is even less than an Yisrael, that is certainly less than an Yisrael. So what does it mean? That means that Reif Chal HaKone is less than this. Reif Chal HaKone is less than this. Now let's assume that the Chal HaKone, the Behime, is only as small as this. Is only as small as this. So then, and if, let's say, the coin of an Isa is like the coin of a penny, so then Reif Chal HaKone would be less than the size of an Issa. But still, so then you ask. So in other words, he's assuming that the Reif Chalalak, the Mechaber, according to Mechaber, Reif Chalalak is a lesser shield, is a smaller shield than Issa. Issa is larger. So then you ask, so why does the Mechaber say in the next seed, Nikav Sobi Fekevo Nikobi Mdakim, say it's all say, Ki Nikvei Hanapo, Im Eibem Chisorei, מצטרפים לריב חלולו, ואם יש בהם חיסורי, מצטרפים לחיסר, שאם יש כיסר במקום במשון שמונים אסורו, now, a naked that has חיסורי, is a more major matter than a naked that has no חיסורי. Now, if vis-a-vis a naked that has no חיסורי, which is a minor matter, so the smaller shield, the smaller shield is already damaging. So vis-a-vis a major macro in a Knesset Chisorei, the smaller shield should certainly be damaging. So the answer is this. We are talking of Nikobim Sheim Bem Chisorei. What does it mean, Nikobim Sheim Bem Chisorei? Like a Nekev that you have in a sea. So actually, of course, everything is Chisorei. But that Chisorei is a negligible. I mean, it's It's a negligible chisoin. You can ignore it. It's an infinitesimal chisoin. It's a microscopic chisoin. It can be ignored. But, so actually, when you have, if you have, let's say, this is the hekev of the cut. And then you have a cut, let's make a cut. I don't want it. So let's make a cut that has no chisor. I mean, anything has a chisor, but an ideal. But according to our observation, so this, let's say, if all the nikovim in this second would, together with the solid space between one microscopic nekev and another microscopic nekev, would add up to the major portion of the circumference of the gargaris. But since it's nikovim she'im bem chisorei, so that means that in all the nikovim, so you have actually so you have very little of a damaging, because in nekev, true, you have many, you have 20 microscopic nikovim over this eagle, and together with the solid space between them, they constitute the rope of the heket, of the circumference of the gargaris. But so here, even though this is the smaller shiur, but that smaller shiur is in the heket, so it's bereichav, and bereichav, a nekev bereichav, is more damaging than a nekev beirach. Because if you have a big nekev beirach, you have a big nekev beirach, coextensive with the whole length of the cylindrical tube of the gargaris. But a mashu tissue will remain here, b'makim shlite, and the long slit, coextensive with the length of the cylindrical tube of the gargaris, it's clear. Why? Because when it's beirach, if there is a nekev, a crack, a slit, beirach, it's not damaging. It's damaging very little. But if there is a nekev, beirach, over the circumference of the gargaris, then it's much more damaging. So, in the first case, true that in the first case you have minor makis. You have minor makis, a series of minor makis. Nikovim sheim chisom, my tiny, tiny, almost microscopic nikovim you have. But all these nikovim, if I had a pin, I would be able to make nikovim, you know, small, tiny nikovim. But all the nikovim are situated berechav of the gargaris. So they are situated, all the nikovim, even though they are minor nikovim, eimem chisore, minor makis, but we have a series of minor nikovim, all situated in a circle around the circumference of the gargaris, bereicha. And when a nekev is situated, is set in bereicha, so then it's much more damaging than a nekev that is set. We see that a long slit lengthwise in the cylindrical tube of the gargaris is not matri de beine. But even though it is coextensive with the whole cylindrical tube, but because it runs lengthwise, but if it runs widthwise, circularwise, I mean around the hekev of the gargaris, around the rings of the gargaris, then it is matrif. Why? Because when the cut is set widthwise, it's more damaging than the cut set lengthwise. That was it. So mainly there is no difficulty. It's not inverse logic here. The truth is, the Taz says that according to Mitzies, so Shiel Yisrael is much larger than Reiv Chalalakon. In even a behavior. even the behemoth. So the middle of the Mechaba says that even the behemoth, since we don't know the exact size of the Nisea, so whenever we see a series of Nikovim, so as long as we determine that they add up to the rov of Chalala Kone, so we are matter it, even though it might not add up to the size of Nisea. Size of Nisa. But in Sid Gimel, he says that if it's Nikav Sovi Bekefo, Nikovim Daki, Zeitzel Ze, Kinikve Hanapo, Imei Bem Chisorin, so that means that all the Nikovim are set, are located widthwise. Not in the lengthwise direction, but widthwise. One Ekefir, one Ekefir. I mean, if I had the pin, I would be able to this, so you have one Ekefir and one Ekefir, one Ekefir, one Ekefir, one Ekefir, one Ekefir, one Ekefir. I mean, they are all minor makis. But all the minor makis, we have a series of minor Nikovim, but they are situated in a very vulnerable way. In other words, they are all situated widthwise, and that's very damaging when the Nikovim are situated, all of them, in a needle, widthwise. So Mimele, even though it's Mistalfim Rov. So it's Mistalfim Rov. Now, so it's Mistalfim. So even the smaller sheep, as long as they are situated, you know, widthwise, so they are situated in a very vulnerable position. It's very damaging. They're very damaging. So even if the sum total of all the Nikovim Sheim B'Mechisorein add up to the smaller Sheol, but since they are all situated in widthwise in the hekev of the Gageres, so Mimele it's already matter. Mashem came if Yesh B'Mechisorein. So Yesh B'Chisori means they are not all situated widthwise, like this. Now, so it doesn't run widthwise, it runs lengthwise. A small piece of tissue was cut out lengthwise from the cylindrical jewel. So if they'll just add to the size of the Reif Halal Hakone, it will not be matter the behemoth, even though it has major makis. But the major makis are situated in a lengthwise direction, you see. And that's not so damaging. This is how we explain. Alright. And if you go over now, I mean after the Shia, you'll go over the Taz, you'll see, I mean, that this is what the Taz says. And then the Shach says the same thing. But you'll see that the Nikudes HaKesed. So here you have the Nikudes HaKesed. Now it's very strange. This Shach is so strange. I can't even understand it. Now, the Shach himself, the Nikudes HaKesed, Shio Isa. So he says, now look at the Nikudes HaKesed. ברמב״ם מפירו שם משנה בפרק בית דחור ואיסא הוא ארבו גרגרי שסייר והוא בו קרור ובצורו שיעדו לו ופרקם בנקדושין דפיו צלע הוא דלת דינרי ודינה הוא חובדה לדיסורי נמצא שהוא איסא הוא אחד מצד רוב חלוקי מסלע וסלע הוא שליש תפח So in other words, so that means that now, Isela is not so gigantic either. I mean, it's only Shlish Tefach. This is a Tefach. So, I mean, I don't know in terms of inches how much it would be. So, one third of this, let's say I have a small Tefach. All right, so it's a little more. So, one third of this. So that's Isela. And the Nisea, according to the Nikud Zakesev's Cheshvin, is 1/96th of Shlish Tefach. So, it's very small.
But
so,
in the area or in length?
What it means in the area, probably in the area, actually in the area. So it's very small, I mean 1/96th of a third of a tefach. It's very small. So in order to be, I mean, so that then the Reif Halal HaKone must be even smaller. So the area of the Reif Halal HaKoneh, it doesn't mean that the Reif Halal HaKoneh is smaller. It doesn't mean that Halal HaKoneh is smaller, according to the Shach. But the Reif Halal HaKoneh is smaller. In other words, half plus of the area of the Koneh. Of the area of the Koneh is smaller. Is smaller. So it's even smaller than that. It's even smaller than 196 of a third of it. So it's very, very small. Okay. This is what the Shach says. Then you have an addition, a supplement, that was written by the Shach's son. Now the Shach was a great grandson of the Ramon. So the rest was written by the Shach's son. Hagoyes. So he says, Hagoyen, Adeni Obi Umeirizal, the son of the Shach writes, Herich Lehakshis, Al Adeni Meiri Uskeni, Meiri Verabi, Skeni Maramisalesh, that's the Ramon. Al Mashikosov Ramo Bisimenze, because the Shach says the same thing as the Taz. Except that the Taz Loshen is so obscure, and the Shach's Loshen is not so obscure, but he says the same thing. In other words, the Taz and the Shach both assume that they are both Chelek and Ramo. The Ramo limits the Besiyot de Berchabe to a Kone of Neor, because otherwise it would be inconsistent with the Mitzies. And so the Shach says, no, the Mechaber doesn't limit himself to Neor. He has reference even to Ebehim. And according to Mechaber, so Shir Yisrael is larger than Reiv Chalakon. But then he has the Kashi from Zid Gimel, so he gives it Teretz. So the Teretz is not even Teretz. I mean, if the Mitzies had been that way, so then the Teretz of the Taz and the Shach is not even Teretz. But then the son of the Shach, he considered this premise by the Taz and the Shach is contrary to the Mitzies. So the Meile says, Hagoyin odin meruzal herich lakshis al din umoy. Meyuri v'rabi skeli maramis alesh al mashikos v'ramo v'simen ze. Ufmashis boya v'somo v'yisifu olof. V'gam atazer boze v'yisigu olof. U'shnei mu dovarecho v'yishavnu. Not only the Taz and the Shach, who are masik and Ramo. And they both meant the same thing. Ufi ani yizdaiti divreim tmuim beinai. Dimi divrei orosh v'rabi miruchen muchar behedye. So then he mentions the number of guys. Now I don't want to go over it because it will take a lot of time. It's not necessary. So the Shach's son says that the Ramo is right. I mean, and that the refutation of the Ramo is no refutation, even though, I mean, the explanation given as to the Rayans in Gimel is not a bad explanation, but the Mitzies is country and there are other Rayas from the Rosh, from Rabbi Yeruchem, from other poskim, that the Ramo is right, that the Shi'or Yisea is poches harbe mireiv chalal kanabe. So maybe we have to limit that mechaber to a kone of no. And then he says that he argued with his father, and then he says, apparently he was not in the same place with the Shach, and he wrote this asogi on his father to the Shach, and then the Shach answered him, and the Shach writes to him that he got up in the morning in order to determine this question, but he didn't change his mind, the Shach. In other words, he persevered in his proposition that the Mechaber in Siv Beis has reference even to a corner of a Behemo. But then he says, the Nikudas HaKesef says, so then he says at the end, that Vine Dibarti Magoyen Adeni Obi Umeiri Zal Pel Pe. In other words, he doesn't say, he argued with the Heish, so then he says, the Heishigli, the Yochaname, but then he says, Adkan Borov, but in other words, the Shach, his father, did not agree with him, in that considering, but he, the son, he says, Vikoshali Al-Dwarov, Chodim Dibar, Roshli Mashmake, and all kinds of kashes, Veit Koshet, Yufitir Tzagoyinov, Yumei Rizal, so yes, all kinds of kashes, and then he comes to the conclusion, contrary to the shita of his father in the Taz, in other words, he agrees with the Ramo, but then he concludes, Vadai Tzorim. But, as a matter of fact, most poskim achrinim, they agree with the Ramo, and not with the Shach and the Taz, and they consider the Shach and the Taz, what the Shach says, as contrary to the Mitzvahs. I mean, what this is, I wanted to go over all that. So, in other words, the achoye of most poskim is like the Ramo. In other words, that the Mechaber's din of Hilkach Mishar in Eisei, the Reiv Chol HaKone, which is based upon the premise that the Reichav Chalal HaKone is less than the smaller shiur than Isaiah, that has reference to Reiv Chalal HaKone in an off. Reiv Chalal HaKone in an off, of course, is less than Isaiah, but Reiv Chalal HaKone in a behemoth is much more than Isaiah. What is Isaiah? So I mean, he says, the Shach says, that it's 196 of Isela, and Isela is 1/3 of it. All right. Now the next thing. Nikar, sorry, the cave. Nikobim dakim zeif of zeke nikve anapo. Imein bem chisor mistaf in rev chalolo. Imein bem chisor mistaf in chinisa. Shiyesh isa bim kobim mashorin shebenei maso. Vihu sha nikobim smuchim kokach. Shein bein nekev in nekev kimwe nekev. Avo im yesh bineyem yeisa mishiyo zeh. אין מה שבניה מצטם. אין מה שבניה מצטם. בעיב, אם ניקב כנפו, חייתי חמוקי עם המינוקה. כנפו, זה גמור, עד הפנמי. ומסימי על פי חול הקונה. אם יש בי כדמלך פייסחי והקונה עשו. So, the Mechaber mentions it. So, the Mechaber mentions it in connection with it. With it. בעיב, אם ניקב כנפו, חייתי חמוקי עם המינוקוב כנפו, ומסימי על פי חול הקונה, נעוד למורה. בעיב ומה? אומר רבי יצחק בן נחמן, לידי מפורש נעיר רב נזר, מקפלי ומניחי על פי הקונה. ואם נחזרו, ואם יש בי כנחף ישראל הקונה, אסור. Now the question is, that is, if you have Nikovim Shein Mechisor, which I did not consider Tein Mechisor, what if you have in an off a Nekev that has a Chisor? So if you have a Nekev Sheish Mechisor and in the Behemo, so then the Shiur is Kis, then the Shiur is Kis, but suppose you have a nekev sheish b'chisor and no. So what are you mishayel? So the question is, now you cannot say that it's chisor. In other words, of course, the prevailing opinion, the majority opinion of most poskim, overwhelming majority of poskim, except for the Taz and the Shach, I mean, but the overwhelming majority of poskim assume that this din of the Mechaber, I mean, they agree with Ramo that the Mechaber is to be applied to a kone in an off. Masha'in ki the kone of a behemo, so the reiv chalal kone in a behemo is much larger than Isar. Isar is much smaller. Because reiv chalal kone the kone in a behemo would probably be as large as this. So reiv chalal kone of a behemo would be much larger than the size of an Isar. So Mimele, vis-a-vis Behemo, we understand very well. So if let's say you have in the Kovim that have no Chisorim, so then we have to determine as to whether they add up to the Reiv. So if we have Nikovim Sheim Ben Chisorim, a series of Nikovim that have no Chisorim, so then the criterion is whether it adds up to Reiv Chalal HaKonim. Masha'in came if it has a record that has a chisorim, the Enekev, the Tezer Chisoyin, so even though it doesn't add up to Reiv Chalal HaKohen, as long as it adds up to the size of an Iser, it's already true. That's in Behem. The question is, so an Iser is more than Reiv Chalal HaKohen. So the question is, what criterion do we apply to an Ov in regard to a Nekev that Tezer Chisoyin? So there is a Machlekes Hashem. One Shitas of Hashem is, the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam is, that vis-a-vis of, so there is only one criterion.